With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration has taken steps to ease tensions in Minneapolis after weeks of immigration unrest there. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the story.
After two U.S. citizens were shot and killed by federal agents, President Trump removed the Border Patrol boss, sidelined Attorney General Pam Bondi, and dispatched his border czar to Minneapolis to direct enforcement operations. The administration also announced that it will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE. And on Wednesday, Border Czar Tom Homan announced the immediate withdrawal of 700 federal officers from Minnesota. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president contemplates potential military action against Iran, and former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says Israel has a keen interest in confronting the Iranian threat, too.
It's not just eliminating Iran's nuclear program or eliminating its enrichment capabilities, but we need to eliminate the missile capabilities, which are huge, and to stop Iran's support for terrorism throughout the Middle East and indeed the entire world.
Oren interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. France's former culture minister, Jack Lang, has resigned as head of a Paris cultural center. His resignation follows alleged past financial links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, prompting a tax investigation. Lang was summoned to appear at the French Foreign Ministry, which oversees the Arab World Institute today, but he submitted his resignation. He has denied wrongdoing. India and the U.S. releasing a framework for an interim trade agreement to lower tariffs on Indian goods. The joint statement follows President Trump's announcement he planned to reduce import tariffs on India from 25% to 18%. This is SRN News. Judaism's various streams are moving in a more liberal direction, just as many Christian denominations are. Rabbis and rabbinical students in the United States are more likely to be homosexuals or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but Reform, Conservative, and non-denominational Jewish institutions are embracing the LGBT agenda in particular. According to the latest data, 37% of American Jews are Reform, 17% Conservative, 9% Orthodox. The Trump administration has dispatched a small team of military officers to Nigeria, where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians by the thousands. General Dag Anderson says the move followed his meeting with Nigeria's president in Rome late last year. The general says, quote, this small U.S. team brings some unique capabilities in order to augment what Nigeria has been doing for several years. Military officers, the latest move by the Trump administration to stop the bloodletting. This is SRN News. Amazon sales surged 14% in the fourth quarter, helped by strong holiday spending and a better-than-expected growth in its prominent cloud computing unit.
All the booming business was not enough to offset anxiety for some investors. Shares fell more than 11% in after-hours trading on Thursday, as investors appeared to be spooked by the Seattle-based tech company's plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 60%, or $200 billion, as it sees opportunities in artificial intelligence, robots, semiconductors, and satellites. The company's fourth-quarter profits also were slightly below analyst projections. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 8th. It's the 39th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1587, Mary, Queen of Scots, was beheaded at Fotheringhay Castle in England after she was implicated in a plot to murder her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. This is SRN News.